First thing, I'd like to be Pesach b'chvoid achsanya. And just tell you right away from the outset that you're doing a good job. How do I know you're doing a good job? Because this is the first time I'm here in this Shein HaMakom Torah. But all the way in America, already for a Zman, Albe, the Shein Toiv has reached me. I've already heard from Kama mutual Yedidim and Chaveidim, that are friends of the yeshiva, that I know and that know you. And it's a pleasure to meet all the Yedidim and come here, see you in person. I've already heard already quite a ways back of it. The Shem Toiv of the good work that is being done here, and the Aliyas Batoiva that you're acquiring here, with the good Rabbeim Chashuvim that you're zeichet to be nana from. And Shem Toiv is everything. Kono Shem Toiv is kono v'oyimam habo. Everything else that you acquire in this world that is here today will be gone tomorrow. But the Shem Toiv that you're kind of, that's your Oigam Haba. So it's already Shimcha Hiluch Lefanecha, that there's a good opinion here for what the person came and comes in this world to be kind of. So that's how I know you're ready. I know we're ready from the beginning here. Well, the Vom Toivim that are taking place here. So it's a special Nachas to be able to see it up close. And Ken Yebu, that's locha, and of all your kinyanim in the future. Learning the dolim, I'll just share with you first. Advar Toyga, that the most of the chaviva lie, that's in general waits to a lot of kinyanim in the first peilek, but to be negay other places in Shas. The more discusses the shyness of the dolim. Then there's a sugya of yesh yad, yodos, some which yodos work, which things yodos could be effective and be michal. Then there's a whole string of ribois, yesh yad lepeya and yad lepeya. The riboy of yodos, does it help? I don't mind a dolem, does it help by peya, does it help by yodinyon, by kedushin? Yesh Yad Litztok is one of the Shaivas. Now, Litztok is brought in Halacha and Paiskim, that's Kachim. It's Kodesh. You're Magdish, so Litztok is in, you know, being of Hegdish. So the Kasha, it's an old Kasha. Kachim doesn't need a Dibur Bechlau. The Gemara learns that, Mong Shvuz, Mong Giga, if your other place brings it, Rosh, the Div wave. Oh, you goma beliboy? If you machshava, you think to be magdish something? You think a rezu oyu on a behemoth? In your mind, you say that it's chal. So it doesn't require a dibo in the first place. So what is this sugya klaling? If a yad, the half is the sentence that you say by tztaka, is it chayiv you? Is it not machayiv you? It's a kotch of the ganyan, so the machshav is going to already be machayiv. Well, sounds like it's a stila. It sounds like from that, Gemara, that you do need a dibor in the yonei kodesh, and the shayla, the yesh yad, is a yad good or not good. But goma believer is good enough by kotch. That's the stila they ask. I'm sure you must have discussed it. It's a little back from where you're holding now, but it's a klalis d'ganyan that's good to be. I have a bilal in it. So I think the Briskerov's mahalach is, I think it's what Baruch Be brings it, is that even if we're malbe, that this machshava helps in kotshim. That doesn't mean to take away the mahalach of dibur working, like in all the dollar. Just there's two ifanim how you can make something be chal and be machayiv you. You can do it be machshava, and it'll be chal yachiyiv bring as a korban with the mashon. But if you choose to go with the root of dibur, it's a nether like all the dolim. Then you're, that still is a shulchan aruch that applies to it, and you're going to be making it chal with the root of dibur. And then you have to know if I'm choosing the mahalach and my kavana was to be magdish or say this money should go with stocker, I was choosing the route of using dibur for it, and I only said a yad, then I have to know the shulchan aruch. Is a yad effective in as a dibur that's bechayv you neder in your next stock? I could have done it with machshava. You could have. Maybe you would have. Maybe you should have. But what's it's that important? But you didn't choose to do it that way. You chose to do it ayidei dibur. If you're choosing ayidei dibur, then you have to know that according to the Shulchan Aruch regulations, this dibur of a yad going to make it bichah. So the ribui that machshava helps bekotchim is it's like an added way that you could choose another way of making something bichah kotchim, but not, it wasn't to be mafkia. The normal root of nedolim that with dibur you make sound to be chal, and that also could play a role by kachim. If you choose the road of dibur, then you're not taking the road of kachim. And I think that's how he would. I think that's how the Brisker of was masber there. But interesting, his altazay that the Netziv had a different mahalach. So it's sort of in a different direction, the other direction, but it's a similar idea, but in another direction. The Netziv says that when we would malbe dibur, I mean, when malbe machshava helps by kachim, it didn't mean to take away dibur's role, even in kachim that you were magdish be machshava, dibur still plays a role. Even when you choose to make something kodesh with your machshava and you think in your mind, harezu oiva, you still need a dibur of hakdosha bepeh that you say without with your mouth afterwards on top of your machshava. So what did my machshava do for me? My machshava that the mumalbe is, it obligates you. It's mechayiv you already. If in your machshava you said, and you're thinking, oh, I want this to be a kol, you can't back out. Where if it wouldn't be kachim, it would be just chulin. I'm thinking to make a neder and make this lechem osa. Until you say anything, nothing happened. No mechayiv. In a kachim, you thought that, hey, I want to bring this to a korban. It's mechayiv you already, the machshava. But there's a process to it. And you got to take it to the kohen. You have to shecht, and then you have the kabbalah, and the golchon, and there's so many steps. The first step before shechit is on top of the machshava, the kachim, you should also say a dibur as step two, and then if I said a yad, I have to know was I satisfying that step two with a yad. That's not a full sentence. That's for sure. Yes, yad. But like stalker, you think the machshava is? That's just a haschala. And if you ask me, but once you made it kodesh with machshava, what's tutman up with a dibur on top of it? What's the point? You already, if already is mechayu, it's already chal, it's chal. What? So then he brings, it's not so. Kedusha has madregis to it. A b'choyer, an animal, it's a firstborn, is kodesh megachem. So Rabbi Shmuel says, afo pisha kodesh megachem, mitzvah haktishoy bepeh. You should still say, magdish, this should be a kodesh. It's kodesh anyway. So you see that there's an Indian being moisif kedusha al kedusha. It's a process. You keep adding more kedusha on top. So to anything that machshava you made kodesh, but be moisif dibur. The next hoisofus level of kedusha that with the dibur is magdash, it will be moisif. Now, if you ask some practical the maisa, what hoisofa is there? So Dharma says, it's shy to say that there's big nafkaminas. For koch or kolben, that if you nana by misbeshoige, you're the oiva isamila. You use it for your own benefit. There's all kinds of chiyuvim mila. You have to be mechapa for it. So there's a mili and a bit of ponovich is mataygit from the Rambam too. That fits in with the mili in chagiga. Is mevuah that even though an animal that you machshava, you magdash it, and it becomes kodesh kuzin kotchim, it's chal be machshava. But meila, you won't be over until you prepare you a magdash it. So you said, I raise away with prepare. And what does that show you? To say it of as anusach, you could say it. Machshava in kotchim is chal, that's a chiv on the gavra. That's on the person, it's mechayev you. You gotta now go and take the process further and take this behemah and make it in kolben and carry it through to bring it as a kolben. But in the chafta, the behemah itself, nothing yet was chal. So there's no isamila, if you still you'll use a binana from. For the chafta of the kolben to become a chafta shul kodesh. And that'll be isamila. That's only after the dibul that you'll then say harei zulai lebepeh. So you see, so there's two dinim. You don't have to go into the netziv. You don't have to say, well, it depends which way I chose to go about it. No, you don't have to fatal in your choosing. Even when you make something kodesh with a machshava, there's a mahalach. The machshava is just a chiv on the gavre. It's mechayiv you that you can't change your mind anymore and say, no, I change my mind like by chulin. You got to go through with it and have it be a kol. Have it go to the Hegedish. But how do you go about following through on it? The Heftza has to be made in the Heftza Shal Kedusha, and that starts with a next step of not just Mashallah, but with your peh, you're then going to be Moisef or Dibo Haleizu. And then you have to know with a yad. If all I said was a yad, was there a kiyum of that step too? Okay, there's an interesting revach from it that you haven't. Was it Tafshid Beis? The Gemara brings that. Hillel didn't want anyone ever to be moyel. Hillel was zokin. He wanted to make sure no one should come with day takkova. That test on his days. No one should come with day takkova on his kolben and be nana mila and the other mila by mistake in his kolben. So he made sure. That he brought a tchun la'zola. And he only was magdashed right. He made it into a carbon right before the shechita, so that no mistake should happen. If he would have made it into a carbon earlier, and then someone could be my mistake nana from it, will be over this, we'll be moiling it. So the Ran says there. In the Gemara, when he says he brought a tchulin la'zola, omal hu la'zola shloim mol adam oylosa kol yom, and no one ever was moil in his oyla because he would be mevia kishi tchulin la'zola umaktisha in la'zola he was magdashed and he's soimachon and he made the smicha right away v'shoich and he shechted it right away. So the Ran says, right, it can't be azola mamish because you're not allowed to bring tchulin into the azola. So what is he? How could he bring the chum azola? Oh, so it's lav dafke the Russian. It means ela the pesach azola by the doorway. Oh, if it's lav dafke, but we feed this right. This the meaning Rambam. You could say it's kipshutoy. It doesn't have to be lav dafke. It could be he was magdashed in the azola. But what It's not chulin bazola, and yet he's accomplishing no milah because there's two steps. In his machshava, he was thinking it should be a problem, and he's bringing it to the azola. So in his mind, he's already thinking this behemah should be an oiva. So the machshava already is chal that you mechuyif to bring this to the azola and make it into a problem. Then there's no issa chulin bazola. What's the issa bringing chulin azola? The Gemara Kedushin says it. You could check chulin behemis by you in the home. You come by me, there should be a kolm. Don't bring your things. That's what Gemara puts it. So if you're already the machshava, you are said a reason why I want something, and there's a mechayiv on you to bring it to the azal and make it into a kolm, then it's all issa chulin bazal on that behemah. You have a chiyuv to go with. Even though the animal itself is a chal, the kedushin, they have some. But there's a chiyuv on the garment to bring it to the azola and make it into a korban. So issa chulin bazola you're not going to have. But you do gain that me'il also there won't yet be, if anyone should by mistakes use that behemah, be nana from that behemah, until you said a dibur of hakdosha. It's not chal in the gufa behemah. That is what Hillel waited with until he was in the azola right before the smicha and the shechita. He then said the dibur of areizu oilam, but then he was saying and shechit right away. And that may no one ever was even mila, but Issachu Mazara is already not there because of the Hegdush b'machshava that he was mechavim for before that. That's mechayivim to bring. Oh.
If he's there,
it
came down. Was it the
company
saying it? Hill didn't have to say
how he
is.
No, because. Yeah. Aber, and I think in Kotchum, in the letters in the Briskarov, there's. Talks about Yisoyah. I think every kolben that you bring should have a kedushas peh before you do. You know, even in the shechita you mecham in the sack and shoyfet. No, but the mila is chal.
The kolben only has is a hilul azokin. Lefil b'tzila the hilul azokin and nishkid azokin as if bringing some because he forget the belt has the machshava.
No, but there's a chiyuv to say that prepared to be moisif in the gufa korban. It should be a chafetz of a korban before you shach. Before you shach.
Yeah, but no, alfmiin
looks good. No, that's the hakrova process. You get there's a revach that the ma'aseh you won't it will too often that there's no meal until then. But you're not chiyuv to do that. I'll start hakrova. Yeah, I'll start hakrova. That's the Mahalach. No, we were talking about Moshe. I don't want time. I don't want to. I don't want to overstay my welcome, but I did want to share with you some of the divrei, maybe divrei chizuk. I get chizuk for myself, but coming here, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, but to share the hergish of chizuk with you is to say it out loud. So maybe everyone else maybe can benefit a little bit too. Talking about being moisif kedusha al kedusha. I'm a kind of you because that is the matzav you're in. Torah is kedusha wherever you learn it, but learning in a mokim, in a kiddush, in your shalayim. It gives you a certain atmosphere that is a motivator that there's always what to add, not just sit back and be satisfied. Yeah, so my machshava made it kodesh. Oh, I could make more kodesh. Oh, you know, I was learning so many blot a month. Maybe I could do more blot a month. Oh, I was finishing, I was doing only half the mesukta. Maybe and by the end of this month I could finish the whole mesukta. And the mokrim that you're in is very conducive for such a path of aliyah. And that's what it's all about. There's no limit to godless that you could attain. If you just approach your learning with, I could always go further. The Netziv used to say in Valojin that the definition of a yeshiva bocha, you should know, is not a bocha comes to learn how to learn taiga in a mokum taiga. Why will you be later on? I don't know. Some people become gedoyla, some people are not gedoyla, some people are other thing. He said, that's not the way to put it. He said, the definition of a ben yeshiva is that you're in training school. He didn't say it in English, but that's how you would say what he said in English. It's a training school. What are you training for? Every yeshiva bachur, younger man in yeshiva, is in training. You're training yourself to become, come out of your years of learning. With what? That you become a gadol b'torah. Has nothing to do with what your profession is, or what your livelihood comes from. But you're in training to become a gadol b'torah. What do you mean come a Torah? There's only a certain amount of gadolik Torah in every generation. That's not the way to look at it. Every one of you sitting in this room is a potential gadol b'torah, and you're in training to become that. Sometimes, though, the Yetzer gets you to think, well, you know, I don't know, I'm not doing this so well, I know this guy does it better, this guy chaps you better, and this one guy makes the waning better, and oh, he knows how to figure out the toises quicker than me. All right, see, doesn't matter. You know, Toyle is the thing that has the mala min ha-teva. You don't approach Torah with the rules, regulations, and measuring sticks that you do with the avdu of other things that you see in the world. It comes to mind now in a very interesting illustration for it. Could I just to know this Maisa? Just stand alone with me because I had to share it with you being here. This is Rav Hutner Zechayin of Rachi used to say this over. He was once telling it to the Baal and Kotko, Lake of the Rosh Hashiva Zechayin of Rachi. And his family, the Hutner Mishpacha in Europe, had a cousin who was learning in yeshiva who wasn't from the stars. He didn't have such a good head. He was a masmid, but he wasn't. Maybe he was average, maybe even below average. He wasn't from the top of the list of the stars in yeshiva. But he was a masmid, and he was a good person. And someone read a shidduch. It was the age of Shidduchim. Read a Shidduch between that cousin of his, Abbocha and Yeshiva, and a certain girl who was a Mitzuyenes, who came from a very Choshuva family, and she was a Mitzuyenes, and they were looking for a Choshuva Abbocha. And someone brought the idea, maybe he should be a Shidduch for her, and they made the Shidduch. They got engaged. But shortly after the Shidduch was made, they found out more about him, and they heard that they saw that in yeshiva he's not from the top, he's not from the stars in yeshiva. So, and that bothered them because the young lady was someone who was always on the course that she's going to go for a chashuva bacha. She was a person to be a partner for such a person. For a chashuv ben toyo, so be a gadol. She was a very chashuv person. She came from a chashuv family, and lemaisa this cousin of Rav Hutter didn't have a fit that sheifa that they've been looking for. So it was a mistake. They think it's a mistake, but you can't just be vatal a shidduch just like that. So they didn't know what to do, but they didn't want her to be settling for something that really she didn't have to settle for. So they didn't know what to do, so they went to a Pshulayb Diskin. They brisked off to ask him what they should do. So they described his background in yeshiva, but they said the dilemma that they're in. So he answered them very shortly. This is what he said. He says in Mishnovus, it says in Pirkei Yovus, Rabbi Yonasan Noimer, Kohamalamed, Kohaloimed, Kohamakayim Toyle Me Oini, Soifel Akayimah Me Oisha. You're poor. It's hard to learn when you're poor. But you stick with it nonetheless. You learn. You keep it going. The Eibishter will reward you down the line. You'll end up learning Torah mitoch hashivus from wealth. You'll have the wealth. So he said, just short to the point. When you see that line in Pirkei Avos, when it talks about poverty and riches, don't think it's talking about just material poverty or riches and wherewithal. But it's going on your koiches of your seichel, the abilities of your intellect. You may have been born when you didn't have the greatest head. You don't have the highest IQ. And it's poor in abilities that you're born with, endowed by birth, by the Eibishter. It's poor. Things don't come easy to you in figuring it out, making a lane, the toises, the shear. And you don't let that put you off. And you stick with it, and you hold of it, and you keep at it, and you learn. This end will be, you'll be zeichet to ashiles in seichel batoyla. David will endow you down the line with riches in your intellect, in your koiches for Torah. And you'll become smarter, your brain power for Torah will increase. So if he's that type of a person, he says, don't worry about him. You'll see that he'll become from the Gedolim. And go ahead with the Shidduch. And Ramai said, that pshat is not, so afterwards, it's not just his own chiddush. The Chovas HaLevavos quotes the Mishnah, and the way he quotes it, you see, that's how he learned also in the Mishnah. So they went ahead with the Shidduch, and Taka, he became from the Gedolim of Rabbonim, and he was Mechaber Svarim, and he was Taka from the stars, and the Olam HaToyla, down the line. It's an interesting addendum to the story. When he finished the story, also telling it to Reb Aaron, it was like a chiddush to Reb Aaron. Reb Aaron ran out of the room. Rav Hutta didn't know what did he say to get him up, so he ran away from. What is he? So he went after him, and he found him in the next room. He was crying like a baby. He's Reb Aaron. What have you gesagt? What have you? What did I do to hurt you? So when he caught his breath, he says, "Oy, ich hab noch nicht solche gewänze die Aschires. I wasn't yet solche to that riches that you're referring to." And he wanted to also have a shaykhus to know that Aschires. And Rav Hutna was masber. This is what he said. There is a kolon after Rav Aaron was nifter. He said, "This is appreciate Rav Aaron's godless." What he meant? Yeah, of course, he wasn't. It wasn't relevant to him because he was a born Eloi. He thought he was endowed from birth with all kinds of Yiguish kind and koiches and learning. It wasn't me, you know. And yet, he wanted to have a shaychus to the Eibishter's bestowing upon you more advadregis, ashiris and toilet that is there for the Eibishter to put on people. Lois of Kedusha, al Kedusha. Because there's no limit to the ladder that you climb and what you could attain in toilet and Kedusha, that's Netzchias. And he was crying, oh, will I not have an opportunity for that ashiris? Which is a glimpse into the to the greatness of a Balaam. But what you see from that story is that it has nothing to do with what you're born with, what kind of intellect you have, what kind of IQ you have. Torah is measured with different measuring sticks. And it's all in, are you yugata, matzosa, tamin, you persevere, you work on it. You find that Gemara says, how many times should you chaza? Something you learn, you can't just learn something once and then go ahead, you have to chaza. Moshe Rabbeinu learned everything from the Rebbe four times. This is Stama, a bit of advice, if you don't mind a stranger giving you advice. Many times, people find it hard going to Tosis. It's not because you can't chap the Tosis, it's because you went too quick to it. You have to learn the Gemara Rashi a certain amount of times, and then go to the next step. You go too quick, you get to Tosis, you realize, well, I didn't learn the Gemara well enough before I got to the Tosis. And the Stipler used to tell, Stipler's Rebbe used to tell everyone, don't forget the Chazal says, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to Eibush to have learned everything four times before he chaz. Well, once isn't enough when you hear it from the Eibush. Four times is not once learned and three times chazed. Four times is the first stage of absorption. And he says that that's why you look in the Vilna Shas. They printed the Vilna Shas with Al-Pi Gedoyle Adoya. Everything was with a Cheshire. The general Psula Sadaf, you see, four lines of Rashi meets four lines of Tosfos in the Dalam, it's the Ran, before it starts going around the Pnim and the Gemara. Most pages of Shas have that picture. Why? Because four times is first learning it. Then Chazara starts. I once heard from a Branovich Talmud, a Talmud from a Bochanan Wasserman, who said that in Branovich the Seder Limud was to learn from two dots to two dots, from Mishnah to Mishnah, depending on the page in Gemara you're on. From two dots to dots, or Mishnah to Mishnah, they learned it eight times before looking at the Tosfos. Eight times! And what was the accomplishment for that? When then they did get to the Tosfos, they had already been mechaven to come out always questions on their own. From the clarity of the Gemara that you're learning, you yourself are going to ask his kash, and half his terutzim. So of course the Tosfos is going to be a lot smoother. You go down. Okay, so we don't do it eight times, but at least four times. And that's time. That's something to share with you. It's good to know that it makes things a lot easier. It's the mahalach, how you go about it, that makes things easier sometimes and less difficult. But the Gemara says that others learn chazed 24 times because there are 24 svarim in Tanakh. And another one, the Yom Chazed, everything learned 40 times. You learned a new thing, you chazed it 40 times. Why 40? Because Moshe Rabbeinu and Hasina was there for 40 days. I ask you, what does one have to do with the other? Because in history, we go to Chumash and we say the amount of days that Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Torah, I see 40 days. So maybe my brain will process and absorb a Dvar Torah biologically, the makeup of the brain will be that 40 times, that's what you need to retain a Dvar Torah. I don't know if you ask the scientists or biologists or whatever, those who study other things, is 40 times a number of reviews in order for retention? Why 40? 10's not enough. And, well, you tell them 40 because Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days in the house scene. He won't relate to that. Or you tell him 24 times because there's 24 svarim in Tanakh. Hey, 24 strong kiss me on Kodesh. So my brain is going to absorb it if I learn a 24th. What does one have to do with the other? Torah has different dimensions and measuring sticks than everything else in the world. It's l'malo min ha-teva, it's what the whole world comes from. It's a luchnistic entity. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Shavi went up and he captured it and he brought it down from the world of Malachim because it belongs to us down here. But that's where it comes from. And it has different dimensions. And it doesn't matter what kind of IQ you're born with and make all kinds of tests and measuring, well, your head is good for this and your head is good for that. And today they have all kinds of computer tests. Well, what are you good for? What job is good for you to make a living from? Well, you have a tendency, you're good at figuring, it's a man. Oh, so you're good for man, so you become an accountant. You have a tendency to... So, but time has nothing to do with that. Everyone is here to become a god about Torah, bring your chayluk and Torah down to the world. It has nothing to do with what kind of an IQ you have and what kind of a only and brain power you may at the present time be possessing. It has nothing to do with that. You go about it the right way, with the chazal the way you're supposed to, with the perseverance, with the yigiyah that you're supposed to. You'll get the yashivus and Torah. And if you go about it with the Talmudic measuring sticks, be Moshe Rabbeinu Dick. Set the sight high. I can be like Moshe Rabbeinu Dick on Mount Sinai. If you 40 days, yeah. That's what they had in mind. Every year, there's Bekoyach to have a Shaifis, be Moshe Rabbeinu Dick. And then you will become Moshe Rabbeinu Dick. The Gemara uses the name Moshe for any Choch, it says Moshe Shapik Amrit. Moshe, you're saying good. And Rashi says, shame for Chochm. Why do they use that name, Moshe, for Bechol Doyle? Because that's a way of saying that there's a Nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu in every Loimid Torah and every Talmud Chochm. So learn 40 times. If he was 40 days in the house, Sinai. And just on a practical note, to share with you a parallel illustration. My Zayd Naftali Lif, Zechayon Lev Gocha, was a Lojana Einako, a Lojana Talmud, and his darg of learning was of Doigus of yesteryear. He knew Shas, Tois was Balpeh, he knew Medrash Rabbi. You didn't have to look up a Medrash if he was around. He just says, where's this and this Medrash? And he would tell. And yet, when it came to calling making a telephone call to he was president of the Stockholm, as was Taylor, so to talk to the office or Agudas Rabbanan's office, something that he very often called and made a telephone call and dialed often, but he didn't know from memory. He would ask one of us to dial for him or tell him the number, and we dialed it for him. So my father, Shlita, asked him once, Shas with Taisvis, you can know by heart. And Medrash Rabbi, you know by heart. So a telephone that you call very often, you can't remember the telephone number. And he answered, and it was an interesting answer. He said, I don't want to put into my head non-Torah things that don't have to be there that made them push out a Dvar Torah that I want to be in there. I don't want to fill my head up with telephone numbers. Sounds funny. You smile? Yeah, I also smiled then when he said it. Yeah, we smile, it sounded amusing. But you get a little older and you don't smile anymore because I don't know the joke's on who. He was the gadol that he was because he had different measuring sticks. We had moshpe from the world around us. So we just fill up our head with anything goes. Anything. And besides the things that shouldn't be there, but I'm happy if I don't bring in the negatives, but what's wrong with a telephone number? And what's wrong with all the batting averages from the last 20 years? I'll tell you what that guy batting average was. It's not the worst aveira in the world. And I don't mean to be speaking because of an aveira. What I mean to do is put on the pedestal Torah acquisition. And your approach to it is that there's no limit to what you can program yourself for godless batoile if you program it properly with the right software that the Chazal told us is what will make you a godless batoile. And it's all in the approach. And don't think for a moment that, well, what I, you know, we're so far from godless and of the dirt before us. I'm a little guy. Why does Ben Chaim show? Huh? So I'll just conclude with you with a current sample, a Maisa. Maybe if you have a little patience, just to hear one more Maisa. That's a here now to soil. And that is a good sample of how today you could get back to Madreigis of yesteryear. This Maisa of Moshe Motchu Shulzinger, he's a Talmud Chochem Uvik in Bnei Barak. The Mammon's Torah is well known in Svalim. He said this Maisa in Erev Shavuos. He was asked to speak, give chizuk to a Talmud Torah, Torah semester, to Choshen a Talmud Torah. For young kids up to Bar Mitzvah, before Yeshiva Ketana, the upper grades are, I guess, Bar Mitzvah already. And Erev Shavuos, the principal of Monk, asked them to give them a shmooze, and this is the Maisa he said over them. What did he say over? In Yerushalayim, in the late 1800s, was a godel. Ramei Oyerbach wrote the Sefer, Choshua, you do a Sefer, do the Sefer, Imrei Bino. He was Kavu Shavov, but he moved to Yerushalayim, and he was one of the Gedolei Rabbonim of Yerushalayim. He had an enekel, his name was Menachem Oyerbach, who was a youngster, had a Seder, daily kviyas with his Seder to learn, have a Seder with him. One day the enekel comes in, and he says his Zayd had just finished writing a simon in the Imrei Bina, and he tells his Zaynikul, I want you to know, put this away in your mind for future, I just finished writing a simon in the Sefer Imrei Bina that it's I came out a certain conclusion which is differing with the Mishnah Lamelech in this place. I guess he didn't want to write that in the Sefer. Start with you have to write in your Sefer someone else's mistake. You write the right thing. You don't have to write it and someone else made a mistake. In case, but he told him about Peh, but I want you to know this verbally from me. That in a case down the line, someone should say to you, you know, you say the forgotten Mishnah Lamelech. This Simon Imrei Bina is not like the Mishnah Lamelech. I want you to know that the reason why I said not like him is because he forgot a Tosfos. There's a certain Tosfos and Baba Kama that from him you see the way I concluded, and that's why I wrote what I wrote, not like the Mishnah Lama. Right? Okay, so years went by, the Mebina was Nifta, the Nachum Oyerbach grew up, and he was from the Choshev Talmid Chachamim Yerushalayim. And though this is the early 1900s, the poverty in Yerushalayim was great. How did they live? What did they subsist? From Shluchim who would go to Chutzlots to raise money. That's where they lived, on the Dovets that came from Chutzlots. But it was increasing poverty, so they needed new sources, a new Shluchim to go to new places. So America, New York and America was beginning to come into its own as a new source of stock of support for Ani and Yerushalayim. So they said this to Ms. Menachem Oyerbach, okay, you become now a shliach from us to go a campaign for raising stock for New York. He comes to New York, and when he gets there, the helpers in New York who were arranging his collecting for him said, you know, it's not a good time today to to do your collecting, because just yesterday the Dvaz, who was Rav and Tzvas, Lutzkerov, who moved out to Skroni, but was Rav and Tzvas, he came to town to New York also to collect for Aniyei Tzvas. And we're not big enough to have two campaigns at the same time. So he's so you go out of town or other cities in New York City, come back in America, and then come back to New York City 2 weeks from now. Okay, so he says, well, I might need a place overnight to stay. Do I go out of town tomorrow? So they showed him to a hotel where he could stay overnight. In the middle of the night, he hears someone walking back and forth in the hall. Who's this? And he's saying something to himself. So he opens the door, this is Menachem Auerbach, and he looks out and he sees a Choshev looking yid, a white boat, and he's going back and forth, and he's learning Gemara about Per Bisravus, and he's saying over more. And he looks, as he's pacing back and forth, and he looks and he recognizes him. He says, oh, that's the Litvaz. The one from Svas, Slutskerov. Oh, he's staying in the same hotel? So he goes out and he gives him Shalom Aleichem. So Dvaz stops and his pace and he answers Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. He says, Van kum tayid, from Yerushalayim, what's your name? Auerbach. So he says to him, Auerbach, are you an Einikul from the Imlei Bina? So he says, yeah. So, guess what he says to him? Oh, can you guess? You know, you say the Fagara Mishnah Lamelech. That's what he tells him. You say the Fagara Mishnah Lamelech. And it starts ringing in his mind. Hey, that sounds familiar. This is years later. It sounds like a Moifis Meiser, but that's how it is with Gedolim. So he says, wait a minute, my Zayda told me someone may come along down the line. So he responds right away. He says, he didn't forget the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech had forgotten a Toysvus. The Mishnah Lamelech forgot a Toysvus. So he stops in his tracks to the Dvaz and he says, a Toysvus? Which Toysvus? So he didn't tell him right away. He says, it's in Seder Nezikin. Seder Nezikin? So he starts going in his mind through Nezikin. And so right after, he says, Taka, you're right, Baba Kama, this and this done, this is the Toysvus, Taka, not like the Mishnah Melech. He goes over there and he gives him a kush, and he says, Yashukaya, for enlightening me, and what are you here for? I'm here to collect for Ani Yishrayim, but I'm putting it off because the Rav is here for his collection. He says, no, you don't put it off, I'm going to come with you and help you in your collection, because you just taught me. Now, we'll just conclude with the conclusion, because there's a Gadol that said that the conclusion is even more chashuv than the story till now. Reb Moshe Motche Schulzinger is saying this story in the Talmud Torah in Bnei Blag, not a few years ago in Torah Samus, and he concludes, he says, I heard this story directly from the person who this Einik Reb Nachman Auerbach told it to when he came back from New York. But unfortunately, that person didn't remember which Simnim Rebina was, or where the Mishnah Melech is, and where the Taisfus is. But the story he remembered. This was Erev Shavuos. After Shavuos, the Moshe Motche Schulzinger goes out of his house and he looks in his mailbox and he sees a paper there with a child's handwriting, like a bar mitzvah Yingel's handwriting, unsigned. And what does it say? The Imlei Bina simon this and this. The Mishnah Lamelech is in the Hilchos Matnas Adim here and there. And the Tosfos is in Baba Kama Daf this and this and this. A child? Someone from Tosfos Emes heard it. Where did he come up with it? So he goes back to Rav Monk and Tosfos Emes and he says, could you trace the handwriting of who wrote this note? I want to track him down. So he, after a day, he figured out which bacher it was, and what was the story? After hearing that shmooze, he went home shvuas, And his father was a Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak. He was a younger man who was sitting and learning. And it was a father-son project together over Yom Tov. Let's see if we could track down where that Mishnah Mel is, where that Tosis is, and which in Rabbeinu's Siman it's applicable to. And they came up with it. And one he said, one of the Gedolim said, that's the nicest part of the story. And why? And this is why I just conclude sharing with you, because that's a beautiful illustration of, it's not a, you read all the books from Gedolim and the biographies and you say, oh, what is that? That's a nicer history. What does it have to do with me? It does have to do with you. There's no God who became a God who didn't have ups and downs and struggles that he had to struggle with. Only that had to turn into Oisha from the ups and downs till he got to his Madrega. So you're all no different. Everyone is in training to become a God. And here's an illustration of, you can bring back Im Rebina, Ritvas, Kutskirov, Dalgis of learning, and you. Aliyas Batayra, you could resurrect and find those Mishnah Lamelachs and those Toysfasin and those Lamebinyas that maybe now are out of your grasp, but you just keep at it. Mekayim Torah, only you'll be Zoichel to the Ashilas, and you will also be just as big and just as great and just as attached to Torah that all Doilas, the Gedolim, are attached to. You will bring back the Madregas of yesteryear, Lahagzi Atol, Yoshna, and the collective approach that you all take that way. And this beautiful Malkum Taylor is a sample of what you could do by the Allah with the Hoysif Kedusha. Kedusha, it will bring back Kedusha's Kol Yisrael to the Madregas of yesteryear, Bishrei Musa, to be Zaycha, to see Kedusha Yisraelim totally restored. May Samigdash be Habanuyim be Mahalav Yemen. Yashikoyach for listening.